This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Early with Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
It's a Tuesday morning, just gone 6 o'clock. Good morning, Annie Louie.
Good morning, everybody. If you don't know what Tuesdays are for, it's for food, for
in
chewing.
My belly.
In your belly.
In your belly. Oh.
And today we're headed off internationally.
Oh, where are we? I've got my bag packed.
Oh, great. All right, we're
got
hopping
my passport.
On.
Do I need any shots?
Shots? Probably not for where
shots,
we're going.
Shots.
Yeah, well, you need those shots.
Shots on the plane.
Maybe some soju.
Soju?
Yeah.
Oh, are we off to Korea?
We are. We're off to Korea, and there's so many delicious dishes that I miss. It's been a while since I've been back there. I've tried to recreate it at home, and I'll tell you a bit about that slight disaster shortly.
When were you last in Korea?
I reckon it was 2017.
Yeah. Oh, so not that long ago. Did you go to the north or the south?
South, my friend.
South, okay.
Always the
south. Whenever I ask that question, most people haven't been to the north.
Yeah. I've been to the DMZ, which is as far as you can go without booking yourself an official tour that's going to be very heavily government mandated. They only show you things that they, you know, can really control, and you stay. I don't even know if you can stay. I think they chopper you in and chopper you out the same day.
Oh, really?
Mm.
So you can't even, you couldn't go on a Contiki tour of North Korea.
No, but I did see a very nice coffee table book at the bookstore the other day that was Hotels of Pyeongchang, which is the capital. And
they have
spooky,
hotels.
Spooky. Yeah, how deserted. But they look really nice, but it's like, who's staying there?
Would it be officials, like government officials?
Yeah, I think government officials from other provinces.
Attachés. I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but possibly maybe every now and then they let a few international leaders come through. But they've got like full on, it looks really nicely serviced. But I just can't imagine they'd be getting that many customers.
There's hot springs as well. There's Chiang Mai Mountain International Hot Springs Hotel. There's Dang Dong.
I don't know if we should encourage this, Ando. Remember when you tried to say Happy New Year in Chinese and mixed results?
Of all the subjects at high school that I went to, all the subjects I didn't go to when I wagged, geography was the one that I wagged the most.
The teacher shows.
It's not very nice, but it's true. I can't argue with you. So I will often say to Mr. Ando, he'll say something about he works with Koreans. And I'll say, are they from the north or the south?
And and it's like, Ando, we need to leave the party now.
He won't take me to the function. Whenever he has a function with his Korean
That's
colleagues,
fantastic.
I never
get. Well, we really need this show then.
This
Let's
is my
kick
education. Slide into our DMs on Instagram, Annie and Ando. It's a Tuesday morning and we're off to Korea talking about Korean cuisine.
Yeah.
This morning.
Mm, we've been both cooking a little bit of it.
You know how I grow my own cows? And
did you say grow, not raise? Or
yeah, I said grow.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's when they're butchered, I get whatever cuts the butcher turns them into. And this time I got what the butcher called Korean ribs.
Oh, what's that? What he wrote
On the label, it said Korean style, like seafood sticks. If
I
it's
like
not really
they,
Korean
yeah.
cow, it's they can't call it Korean.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Korean
I like that they
ribs.
Have some creativity to
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And I don't like beef ribs generally. Like, we also get the big, they're just so gelatinous, and I'm not a gelatinous meat eater.
Oh, I love it. Yeah,
oh,
a bit
no.
of jelly.
And these are wafer thin. And I thought, oh, I'll have to see what sort of recipe. So I found a dish called Galbi, G-A-L-B-I.
Galbi.
Korean barbecue galbi.
It sounds so Aussie when you say it, though.
Galbi.
So probably like Galbi.
Sounds like a supermarket
something.
That has weekly specials. I went down to Galbi and got myself a...
Had to pack my own bags at Galbi.
Oh, I could tell you about it. I got into a standoff the other day.
I loved it.
Anyway, back to my Galbi.
So according to the internet, it's a pork spare ribs or other meat that you can use.
Beef, yeah.
And you can serve it raw. Oh, no, and then cooked on the tabletop grills. So Korean barbecue
yeah,
style.
Yeah, well, I used the beef eater barbecue, not the Korean barbecue, because I didn't have a Korean barbecue.
Of course, yeah.
The marinade's really interesting, really basic. So Chinese wine, soy sauce, garlic.
Yep.
And a grated pear.
Ooh. For the acid?
As a tenderizer, a natural. And if you can't get your...
Was it green or nashy?
I did a boric, a bork or whatever, the brown
what
one.
A bork?
Bork?
I've learned too many. A boric? Isn't that the Turkish bread, the borek?
Hey.
Did it turn out nice?
And did the marinade, put it in a Ziploc bag. It said overnight, but I did it in the morning. So 8 hours later, brushed off the marinade and barbecued them.
Yes.
And because they're really thin, it's all about the smoky flavour.
Oh.
They were fine.
I'd
give them... Mr. Ando ate them. He loves anything with a bone in it. He loves a good bone. And he said they were right. It's not a once a week dish, but sure. I've got about two more packets
It jam-packed full of flavour after all that?
Yeah, it was.
Still not hitting the right note.
Remember, I have my steaks blue, so I like meat really rare.
Yeah.
And these are cooked, and so there is a chewiness to them, and it's... they were fine. I should have bought one in for you.
Yeah, but then you have to microwave it. Probably not as nice and fresh.
Yeah.
So then what happened?
We ate them. All gone. All gone. I did get a bit of reflux. I'd probably one clove less garlic next time.
Yep. They love garlic, though. This is the problem that I had as well. I'll tell you about it later. But let's go back to Korean barbecue because this is a barbecue dish. Have you been to the ones that they do it for you?
No, I've been to the ones. There used to be one in Doncaster that had the barbecue in the middle of your table.
Yes, those ones. So sometimes
with no exhaust fan.
Oh no! You need the exhaust fan. You need it on full, sucking away.
Rain should lifting your hair up off the table.
Yeah, because I can't go to Korean barbecue on a whim. I need to be prepared because my hair is very porous. I've got a lot of it, and it just sucks up all the oils and the stink from the barbecue. Like I love eating it. I also don't like cooking my own food, though. This is why I hate hot pot. Controversial opinion here.
Hot
it's just
pot.
Not that good.
This is where the food and vegetables
blobs around
raw, and there's a beautiful boiling water. Stock in the middle, and you add what you want, and you take out what you want. I love that. I love an activity.
Like you love an activity, so you don't have to talk. I'm busy trying to find my prawn.
It's actually a really good first date.
That's
dish
true.
Because there's something to talk about. Oh, wow, isn't this fun? Oh, I dropped my chopstick in. Oh, I dropped that in.
Until you burn the roof of your mouth on a boiling hot fish ball.
Oh, Annie, you've had trauma there.
I know. So then, we'll do the barbecue, and sometimes people will come around and help you with it, and they're just absolute pros. It's like, why did I bother even trying? Can you just cook it for me?
Mm.
You're clearly doing such a good job. And Korean food, they love scissors in all of their...
Chop
whatever. Like even spring onion, don't use a knife. Just grab scissors.
Yeah,
chop them up really
for
fast. And so they'll come and they will separate the meat into smaller edible chunks for you using scissors once it's cooked. And just snip into your bowl.
They'd be good hairdressers as well.
They do. My hairdresser, Korean.
No way.
Yeah, they know their way around a scissor.
It's like a DNA. It's ingrained into them through the historic...
Mm.
Wow.
But basically, barbecue, I can't be going to the club after I've had Korean barbecue for dinner.
Stink. Who's the stinky chick over there?
Or I smell like hot oil, which is delicious to some. I mean, the local dogs, they love me.
Back to your smelly hair. I do have to say, because I've used to work with this woman who had... She would wash her hair once a week, which grossed me out anyway.
Apparently the natural oils take over or whatever they say.
Yeah. Well, hers was not natural. It was stinky. And she would come into my office. She was she would come into my office, sit down, and I could smell her hair from over the desk. And I have never smelled your hair other than maybe on a wash day smelling beautiful.
Oh, that's
You've
good.
Never had stinky hair, Annie. I wouldn't be here if you did.
I
could be locked in a studio with stink bomb.
All right, well, how about for the next few days, I just eat Korean barbecue.
Oh, no, you stink.
Dinner, and I come back, make sure I don't wash it for a week.
And it's hard.
Wring the grease out.
The other thing, outside of Korean barbecues, if you hang out in a cafe too long, do you get toast smell in your hair?
Yes!
Toast smell in your hair.
Anyone want repeats of Jaffel?
Annie and Ando, serving you laughs every weekday morning on Joy.
It's a Tuesday morning, and every Tuesday on Up Early with Annie and Ando, we always have Ando's Chip Challenge.
Yeah. Since the dawn of time, humans have ventured into the unknown, and one challenge stands above them all. Many have tried.
What is that?
I got this one.
What do you reckon it is?
There's definitely vinegar.
That is spicy ramen pork.
It tastes like the dirty bit of a prawn head.
I haven't even tasted this. And the aroma is awful.
Thank you. Few have succeeded.
Yeah. Oh, this is awful.
Moroccan spiced chicken and lemon.
Who's naming these things?
No other show would do this. No other show has the guts.
No one has the
to eat goddamn chips on air.
It's Ando's Chip
Challenge.
Sure is, Annie Louie. Chip challenge.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it works. Two bags in front of you, not marked other than the numbers 1 and 2. Your task is to come up with the correct flavour. Now, bag 1 looks odd.
Are they related? Are they the same?
No, they're unrelated.
Yeah, I thought so. You just mashed two different ones together this week.
Bag 1, we're off to Leicester in the UK.
Oh, back to Leicester.
It's from the Smiths.
Oh, yes, international brand.
Smith, yeah, but the logo doesn't look like
Smiths,
I know. Oh, no,
it's different. Oh, wow. But they look like little pillows, tiny orange pillows. I'm looking forward to that one. I do like the shape, and I assume there's quite a bit of crunch.
Mm. And bag 2.
Number 2 looks like a twisty.
It is.
Do a twisty, a little chicken twisty.
They've come out with some limited editions anyway.
Out of all the chips, I'm sorry, but the twisty is my least favourite. It's quite...
Really?
Yeah.
Across the board?
Yep.
Chisel or twisty?
Twist is the worst.
Yeah, okay, so cheesel. I like cheesel because there's more orange on them.
Oh, yeah. No, cheesel, I don't mind the cheesy kind of flavour. It grows on you, gets addictive, but I don't, something about the cheese and the twist, it's the shape, I don't know. Why does it look like a little bloody, like...
Poos.
A knocker, like what do you call, like a giant little...
A knocker. Like boobs.
Walking stick. No, like something you'd beat somebody with a little, you know, like troll stick.
No.
Like out of the Hobbit or something.
I reckon if a Smurf was orange, that's how Smurf's poo would look. They look like Smurf poos. Anyway, bag number 1. Jump into it, Annie.
All right. Trying the pillow-shaped ones?
Yep. Oh, nice crunch.
Sorry. But in a stale way.
Okay. I may have to confess.
Are they stale?
Yes.
Are they crunchy in a stale way?
Oh, what date are we at? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. I'm going to assume these are expired. And I'm going to have to separate the texture from the taste.
Okay.
This is very high-level stuff you're seeing here. Tell me, is there a date on that?
Yeah. It's best before, so they may not be their best, but they're not.
Is it in this century?
It is in this century.
Is it in this decade? Given, I guess, last year we've ticked over into a new decade, haven't we?
Perhaps not in this decade.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
I've stopped breathing.
Took a long time. They obviously got stuck in the Suez Canal when they were coming from the UK for me. They're on the back of a ship. Wonder what's going to happen.
Okay, I'm licking it now because I can't. I'm sorry, these have to be binned. They're not really food safe anymore.
I want to try one when the song's on. It's interesting flavour.
It's got a bit of a fishy back note. I'm starting to think it's trying to be like a fish and chip, like potato cake with sauce.
She just keeps licking it.
It's tomato saucy.
Is it?
But with a fish note, which makes me think something you'd eat at the beach.
Your palate is really getting sophisticated.
Really?
Yeah, I'm impressed with you.
And it's got the smell of a hot dish. So I'm going to say...
What are we locking in?
Fish and chips.
Fosh and chops.
Fish and chips with tomato sauce.
With tomato sauce.
It smells like a calamari ring even, maybe. You know?
Yeah. You're going... Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Not just even seafood. She's... Notice she said, what did you say before? Calamari and something else. She said,
Like a seafood, like I don't know, like fisherman's basket.
Fisherman's basket. It is.
Imagine
from the UK.
That. Yeah, I know.
What am I locking in? Fisherman's basket or fish and chips and tomato sauce?
Fish and chips.
Okay. Bag 2, Annie Louie, is a type of twisty. Mm. Your least favourite chip. It is not from Korea.
It's not expired.
It's not expired.
This is another game. Expired or not expired?
Oh, my God. Can I bring that? I'm going to do that. We will be radio superstars. You know, expired or not?
In the country, they've still got NQR, those stores. Not quite right.
Yeah.
A lot of things are verging on expired. So go hit up some of those stores and we'll play that game.
I worked with a guy that worked for that company. And
You said I worked with a guy who was NQR. I'm like, no doubt.
Yeah. Yes.
There's a few floating out there. Yeah, what do you say?
I've dated a few of them.
The driveway doesn't go all the way
to
there.
To the street.
To the street.
Oh, so you can't even get the drive right, Annie. It's the driveway doesn't go all the way to the street. There's
of these people. I'm
all right. Bag 2. Cuckoo. What have we got? What flavour twisty is that, Annie Louie?
Barbecue.
Oh, barbecue.
I don't know. It's got some spices like paprika. It's trying to be a bit of everything.
Mm.
Capsicum notes.
Really?
Mm.
So barbecue.
Yeah.
Just barbecue.
Ah, it's probably not. Is it a curry? Can you put curry on a barbecue? Can I mash them all together? Curried barbecue.
Curries tend to be more wet. Like... In Indian cuisine, you've got anything that goes on a barbie is normally your tandoor style.
Mm.
But anyway, I digress. It's not you're in the wrong part of the world.
I feel like barbecue for a twisty hasn't been invented yet. So maybe they were like, this is radical. Let's go barbecue.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say that.
Barbecue, locking in barbecue.
There's no cheese at all, even though classic twisty is known for its cheesiness.
I'm just looking on the front of the pack. Is there even a picture?
I think I'm excited to find out.
There's cheese on the front, on the picture.
Maybe it's nacho flavour. Nah, it's not cheesy enough. Just,
okay, yep. Barbecue.
I'm going to go safe, and it's probably something
locking in barbecue.
Wild. Yep.
All right. Bag one, Annie Louie. The ones that were at their best a year ago. Here you go. It's a little bag.
Holy moly.
So you said fish and chips with tomato sauce. What is it?
Scampi flavour fries.
And if you... It's given itself two flavours. Read the bottom one as
scampi
well.
And lemon flavour cereal snack. Choose a lane and stick to it. Are you trying to be cereal? Is this something I should put milk with my seafood flavoured pillow fries?
But then they call them fries. It's scampi is a type of prawn, isn't it?
I'm good. I told you there was a seafood note. Yes.
That impressed me.
Yes. They look like a prawn. Yeah. We don't have this here.
Yeah, we do.
Do we?
Scampi. Oh, I love a scampi.
None of the restaurants
scampi and chili spaghettini. Oh,
wow,
yum.
They really do look like a prawn.
Look at it. Donovan's recently.
It's like a prawn and a lobster.
Yeah, it's yum. They're yum. Really yum.
I'm giving myself that.
No, you said fish and chips with tomatoes.
La, 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 la. The lemon was the saucy bit that comes through, actually.
All right, bag two. Yeah. Bag two, you said plain and simple barbecue. Yeah. This is a type of twisty. You said barbecue. I'm running.
Oh, my God. Nachos. I said. It's not cheesy enough. So, twisties, you need to make it cheesier.
Did I say the word nachos at all? You said the word nachos.
Get out.
You said nachos.
I'm getting too good.
You said nachos. To quote you, I'll do your voice. Maybe it's nachos. No, there's not. It's not cheesy enough. And I said, okay, locking in barbecue.
I really like that. I'm going to grab that. That should be a best of Annie and Ando bit.
Well done. None for two.
Thank you.
Snuggle up to Annie and Ando every weekday morning on Joy.
It's a Tuesday morning and we are talking Korean cuisine.
Korean cuisine, yes.
I had to actually swallow that chip, chip in the back of my throat before pronouncing
You didn't mind
that.
The flavour, huh?
No, I like them. Scampi fries from the
Imagine
UK.
Imagine how good it would have been if they weren't off.
Sorry. Reminds me, I've got a few
we've
bags.
We've got to quickly get them out. It should be the first to expire needs to be first to be eaten.
Nah.
You don't have a catalogue?
Yeah, back catalogue.
Back catalogue. You
and
don't
front catalog
put
too.
Them on your bookshelf in order? Nah, okay. Well, something that I made fresh the other day was a bibimbap, which I've been saying wrong this whole time. I've been saying bibimbap. It's bibimbap.
Bibimbap.
Bibim.
How do I spell that, please,
Annie? B-I-B-I.
B-I-B-I.
M.
M.
B.
B.
A. P.
Bibimbap.
Yeah.
So have a restaurant around the corner.
Have a look at the images. So it's a...
Mixed rice with meat.
It's got lots of different elements to it that you mix at the last moment with a cracked egg on it usually. And it's got rice. There's rice is the bibim part and the bap is the rice. Did I say that?
Yeah. You just said rice was everything.
Oh, now I'm confused. Don't worry. Maybe bibim is the condiments part. So it's a hot dish that usually can be cooked on a bit of like a ceramic, like a rock thing bowl that comes out and it's still cooking as you're stirring it.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. So I've been having cravings for it and I thought I'd make it at home. It turned out pretty good. It's also about the condiments that you put around it outside of the bowl. So there was a...
Fish sauce?
No fish sauce, but they love garlic in all things. So it was like bean sprouts shoots with lots of garlic plus spring onion and sesame oil.
Yum, I like
sesame so
oil.
Yeah, so you kind of just you boil or blanch the beans and then you add salt, a good bit of salt and garlic, and you can add a bit of chili if you wanted as well, and sesame seeds. Oh. Toasted sesame seeds makes it really nice.
And that's just a sauce. That's not the dish.
That goes
the
on the sprout. So that's just the side.
Oh, that's
they
the
love
side.
A side dish. Lots of different side condiments. And then I made the beef, which was ground mince, but normally it should be like
strips.
Strips. When they're still like a bit stringy and marinated, kind of like sweet and salty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good when you have it at the store. But I made my own. And there's a thing called gochujang, which is a
hot
sauce. Probably, yeah.
Goga Chang. They sang Chaka Khan, or they worked with Chaka Khan.
Oh, I thought you meant you were going to go for like a K-pop band, which is probably more likely.
We haven't even talked about Korean music yet.
Oh, true. So then I scooped a bit of that chili sauce, except I overdid it with all the things, garlic and chili. I got the ratios wrong because there was a lot of sauce and I put it all over the meal and it kind of took over and I made... too much, ate it, and then had the worst like acid reflux for two days. And then I'm like, nah, I should have just taken precautions and just like had an antacid at the time because I wasn't sure what had happened. And then I realized, no, the chili is like burning a hole in me.
Both ends.
You know, when you've done it to yourself, have you ever cooked a meal and you're like, you've been cooked because of your own doing?
Not like garlic sometimes if I use too much. I found black garlic doesn't give me reflux.
What's black garlic?
Oh, it's weird. It's sticky garlic. It's black. The cloves are black and it's been buried under a volcano for 1,000 years. Whoa. And it doesn't give you reflux and it's quite a nice flavour.
Wow, that's good. Yeah, well, I had the whole like freaking ring of fire and everything going on. I've got no one to blame but myself.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you're enjoying your breakfast. I need to ask you a question.
Yeah.
When I Googled bye-bye map, but how do you say
bibimbap?
Yes, there's also a bibimbop.
Apparently.
What's
that's
the difference
the same
between
thing?
A bap and a bop?
It's just different ways of saying it. A lot of the cuisines originated from Chinese cuisine and then they parted ways.
Did they copy?
Yes. Well, you know, it's sharing influences because they made their own language. It's very cool. It's like no other language with the way that they do their characters. But
really?
It's still borrowed a few of the pronunciations and things from Chinese language as well.
Hey, Melbourne International Comedy Festival is alive and we get to catch up with the amazing, the clever, the funny.
Yes, Kirsty Wiebeck. Ooh. And little known fact, she used to teach English in Taiwan. Oh. So I'm sure she loves all of this kind of cuisine as well.
Maybe not your one with too much chili.
Yeah, well, I think she could handle it. Maybe that should be a challenge, comedians doing chili in cars. Comedy Festival is upon us, and Kirsty Wiebeck is one of the comedians who has been working hard all through 2020, taking up Zoom gigs, even celebrated buying a house. Ugh. Big, big idol
so
online.
Grown up.
So grown up. Kirsty, welcome to the show. What is Chuckasicky?
Well, it's firstly, I should tell you that it's not about COVID. It hadn't even occurred to me, but somebody asked me the other day and they were like, well, it's called Chuckasicky. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, I hadn't thought of that. It's not about COVID. It's got one joke about COVID in it. That's it.
Yay.
I mean, we've all lived through it. Yep. I don't need to bang on to you for 50 minutes about it. It's essentially a collection of a bunch of different stories and jokes of things that have happened over the last 18 months, I guess. There's a little bit in there about the new apartment. There's bits and bobs about the, you know, the contrast of my partner being a nurse versus me being a comedian.
Is there any overlap there?
I don't know. Maybe gallows humour in the hospital. Yeah. Maybe that's the overlap. But a hot tip for anyone listening is if you're going to go into a field like entertainment, a really good safety net to have is to hook up with an essential worker.
So that's true.
What I've done.
So true.
How did you manage to meet when you have such different occupations?
Well, when I started to get busier with stand-up, I left full-time employment and I just did stand-up for a little while, but I still felt a little bit insecure in the amount of work that I was getting. This was years ago. So I actually picked up a casual job doing admin on the front desk at the hospital that my partner works at. So we met that way, and then basically we got together, and then I quit soon after. So I was like, thank you very much.
Tick the box, thank you.
Got what I needed.
I'm out of here.
I received what I needed. Yeah. I came in, I was looking for a girlfriend, I found a girlfriend, so you're going to have to fill my shifts next week.
So fantastic. You're from Canberra originally, is that correct?
How dare you broadcast that?
Hard-hitting journalism. I've uncovered the truth.
Well, I'm going to deny it. No, it's true. It's true. I am. I grew up in Canberra. I lived there for 22 years. But I've come good.
Hey, wasn't that where you did your first, like, 1 hour long show not long after doing a 5 minute quick, you know, workshop? And then suddenly you're doing a 1 hour show in Canberra. I think I was there with your mum and your sisters.
It was probably just you, mum, dad, and my sisters. Yeah, there were five in the audience, so I appreciate you being there.
You're welcome.
that's not even true. Well, I actually sold out. Like, it was 110 or 120 seats. I sold it out because I grew up there and I still had lots of contacts there. And that's exactly right. I did a 1 hour show, and the only other time I'd been on stage doing stand up was a 5 minute set that's at the end of a workshop.
Yeah. So,
now, you do have a PR background, though, that, you know, you could have sold ice to the Eskimos in Canberra, couldn't you?
Well, I mean, that's right. And you need that. If you're not a known stand up comedian and you've never done it before, like, how are you getting bums on seats?
Yeah. You've got to spin. Spin.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And I mean, everyone knew that it was like, yeah, that it was basically my debut performance. But I guess people were curious and supportive. And it was a lot of people that I knew through networks. So, and now I sort of cringe about how many people came. Because it wouldn't have been good.
Aww. Well,
but
actually,
it built you up.
Exactly. Your career hasn't stopped since. You're so in demand.
Well, look, that's true, but I think that came a while after that first show. But it definitely gave me the passion and the definite knowledge that's what I wanted to be doing. So, you know, and Annie, you'd know this, you've got to get stage time. Like, you've got to keep going, you've got to get on stage, you've got to work on your jokes. So I just don't think that there's anybody on the planet who would nail a one-hour show when they'd never done stand-up.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I relate to that. When I first quit my job, there was no one knocking on the door, even though I freed up all this time. And then it was like crickets. Like, oh, you got to go out and get gigs. I see.
Awesome.
I wanted to ask you, though, are you a person that just has funny things happen to them? Because I'm thinking about you talking about slipping on a potato chip. That stuff sometimes happens to me. I'm like, oh, I try to avoid comedy, but it finds me. Do you find that happens too?
100%. All the time. I'm constantly thinking how fortunate it is that I am so happy and thrilled to be a stand-up comedian and that I also attract just absolute rubbish everywhere.
Now, Annie, I don't mean to correct you, but it actually wasn't even a whole chip.
Oh, it was more than a little tin bit of a chip.
It's the nasty little green knobby bit. What do you call it, Kirsty?
The little green nubbin.
Nubbin.
The nubbin. Oh, if you want to see that joke, it's online on the stand-up sessions. Are you going to be putting that in the show, or you've moved on to new things?
No, I've moved on to new things, just accidentally. I mean, I thought originally it was was meant to be in the show, and then more stuff happened. As you say, it's like every time I leave the house, I'm like, oh, not again. I'm going to have to clear space in this show. What a nice problem to have, too much material.
So fantastic. We're chatting to comedian Kirsty Wiebeck about her new show at Comedy Festival called Chuck a Sickie. Do you want to hang around after the song? We'll chat a little bit more.
Up early with Annie and Ando, we are chatting to funny, funny woman, Kirsty Wiebeck. Kirsty, your show coming up in the Comedy Festival is called Chuck a Sickie. Can you tell us all about it, please?
It's a massive mishmash of a bunch of different stories, anecdotes and jokes that have been mined from events from the last 18 months in my life. I'm also very well renowned for never punching down, so it's a very safe space for everybody to come and just have.
You are
a
very
big old
so fantastic.
Because you do a lot of corporate gigs. Do you find of the last sort of, I don't know, 6-12 months, there is a real rainbow demand for organisations trying to do diversity or be seen to do diversity? Are you getting more corporate gigs?
I don't know. I mean, this is probably going to be a really boring answer, but I've always done a lot of corporate work. I never get more work around Pride or, you know.
You have cut about that? Or, you're like, hello, it's Pride season.
Yeah, like,
where are you?
Call me. But it feels like it's really consistent. So
okay,
I'm not sure if it's just, that I'm out there doing it and my name's out there, or if they're like, yeah, we'd like someone with that head so everyone knows we're diverse.
You are also doing a range of other things, including a podcast. Is there a theme to your pod?
Yeah, so my podcast is called The Best, and it started during the pandemic, like many people's podcasts, and It was basically meant to be a response to listicles. So each week I look at a couple of different topics and I present, at the end of the episode, I present what the best of those topics are. So, like, I did marine mammals once and then at the end... Of course you know,
The only research we do for this show is like top five marine mammals. Yep, all right, that's Monday's show.
That's probably three shows in that, Annie.
Is it just you hosting it?
It is. It's just me talking for about half an hour.
Wow, that is quite a feat, not having another person to bounce off.
Yeah, it actually, it wasn't designed to do this, but it really helped me develop some really great skills, actually, because... I mean, in stand-up, you know, it's you have an idea of what you're going to say on stage and whatever, and then in a lot of, like, radio stuff you do and podcasts you do, you've got other people to bounce off. So this doing off-the-cuff kind of loosely researched material for half an hour each week, like, really stretched the old brain, especially because there was barely any filler. Like, I had very
all killer, man. Except you probably have to make yourself laugh, which is a great skill to have.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, my partner would tell you that I'm very good at making myself laugh much more than everybody else. But, yeah, having to come up with, you know, with extra padding for a show during lockdown when all I was doing was going for a walk and taking on supermarket shopping, it was amazing, like, what I could mine, like, just staring out the window looking at a tree and doing a commentary for 10 minutes of, like, the insects buzzing around it. Like, really got into the minutiae.
Now, if people want to find out more information about your show, where should they head, Kirsty?
So they can head to my socials, which is at Kirsty Webeck, or my website, kirstywebeck.com. If you Google Kirsty Webeck Chuckasicki, it will inevitably lead you to
land
some information.
In
but those are good starting points.
Yeah, you are absolutely everywhere. Check out that podcast as well. But we'll see you around at the festival, Kirsty.
Awesome. I'll look forward to it. Thanks so much for having me.
Annie and Ando, serving you laughs every weekday morning on Joy.
Oh, you said a while back, Annie Louie, about Korean cuisine, that they love their condiments.
Yes. Similar to Japanese cuisine, this is less common in Chinese cuisine, where you get your main dish and then around it is a bunch of other little bowls.
And not just sauces.
They can be sauces, but like dipping things, but actual little foods that you consume and they keep refilling it.
Yum.
And it kind of either cleanses your palate or adds a bit of acidity to your thing. So, for example, kimchi is often in one of the bowls and that's fermented
kimchi.
Cabbage that's
oh,
got
yes,
chili
yum,
on it.
Yum. That's apparently
like
good
it.
For your bum.
Good for your gut.
Gut, yes.
Yum, yum, good for your bum.
Yum, yum in your bum.
Oh, God. So then there's the bean shoots that I talked to you about where I made my own and they were delicious, like garlic bean shoots. Then you can also have little pancake dishes that might get chopped up and put in there. So they love a kimchi pancake too, or a seafood pancake that you can have as a side dish. And lotus roots I've seen before. Have you ever seen? Do you know what a lotus root is?
Yes, and I love them fried. They've got the most amazing pattern on them.
Yeah.
So they slice them on a mandolin really fine and you get all the little Swiss cheese sort of
kind of like that. Yeah, and it's like a cross section of a circle that's got lots of little beautiful kind of symmetrical like holes in it, and they can deep fry that or you can have it steamed or boiled and things like that.
I gotta ask you something. You corrected yourself before when you said bean shoots. You said first said bean
sprouts.
What's the difference between a bean sprout and a bean shoot, Annie
like
Louie?
A bean sprout is a very Western thing. Is that not?
Is
like
it?
An alfalfa or a bean, you know, but a shoot is like got the mung bean, like a little yellow top, and it's got the white roots kind of growing out of it, and it's crunchy.
I don't like them. I think they're overdone.
What do you mean overdone?
Too much of them.
Too much of them?
Yeah,
I don't think it's even hit the mainstream yet. I'm waiting for people to be more into it.
More into bean shoots?
Yeah.
I'm going to tap out on that one.
No, come on. Like, you got to have it the Korean way. Like, there's nothing to not like about it because they don't taste like anything. It's all about how you flavour it.
Do you have mayonnaise on your condiment table? I love that Japanese mayonnaise. Is it mayonnaise?
Because Korean fried chicken, we haven't even touched on Korean fried chicken, how
good
that is.
Get out of town.
Is.
Can you order some while this track
plays? I wish I could. Is it too early for some Korean fried chicken?
Those
you would love it.
Those easy drivers are out there. They'll be able to bring
us some. That's true. Yeah, zipping around.
You know what, Annie Louie? It was great going to Korea with you, the south of Korea.
We've not travelled internationally before. Oh. Great to do it live on air.
Hey, we're coming back tomorrow. Make sure you stick around for the Murphys. Tomorrow we're asking the question, how many is too many?
Or how little is too little?
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.